We're here at Mix, and today I ran into the two crazy guys from Colab, from Storm Ideas.
Storm Ideas.
Yes. Yep. Please introduce yourselves and what is Colab?
Hi there, my name is Bob Thompson, from Storm Ideas. Colab is a Silverlight 2 application we've been working on for the last few months. And the aim of Colab is to collaborate and review over a wide range of different resources.
Okay. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jonathan Joyce, also from Storm Ideas. We're an Edinburgh-based company, and we're just, you know, looking to soak up a bit of energy from Mix. There's a lot of announcements about Silverlight, and we're really up there in Silverlight. We're eating it up and thriving on the Silverlight that's been over the last year. So seeing everything being released and seeing people being excited about stuff that we've really been excited about for about a year has been...
Great.
So that's what we like to hear. Very good. So you're very focused on Silverlight, and that's what this application is taking advantage of.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, for us, we really got excited. It was when Scott Guthrie stood up at Mix07 and announced the Silverlight 1.1, where he said, you know, because we'd been wanting to be Microsoft stack on the back end. We come from that background.
Okay.
We wanted to do richer experiences down on the client side. And when we got there, it felt that there was a missing piece of the sort of the cake. There was a missing slice.
So did we. So, indeed.
We went down the sort of Flash route, and then we were sort of flipping out of Visual Studio to go and work with Flash, and different ActionScript versus C Sharp.
Right.
And so, and not feeling, we also do a lot of, sort of test-driven stuff, and we weren't getting that sort of support either. We then went off on a whole Ajax mission. This is over the years, but we then on a whole Ajax sort of tip, created a couple of bespoke developments for clients based on Ajax and a few hundred lines, 300,000 lines of JavaScript.
Okay.
And I think that's where I lost most of my
most
of my follicles.
Right.
So when the 1.1 came out, we really got excited. We sat down and. Jonathan, and the other chap from Storm Ideas, Paul. And we sat down and chatted, and we decided to found a new company called Storm Ideas, a specific mission to leverage the Silverlight 1.1, which then became the 2, leverage Silverlight 2 as the client piece to produce business-focused rich internet applications, or what I like to call genuine rich internet applications. The user experience and the power and the and the beauty of the desktop model, but with the delivery and ubiquity of web distribution. So we set out to do that. We sat down at first and basically said, so what? You know, what are we going to focus on? And I really strongly believe that the best thing to do is to, if you have a problem, and now that you can get out there on a global scale, if you have a problem, then there should be other people who are having that problem. So if you solve problems you see, then that's a way of identifying useful software.
Right.
We sat down and chatted. Really come out of a web development background, and we would, you know, we'd have a mock-up or a wireframe for a client, and we'd send it. I mean, one day we actually had someone had printed it out, scribbled on it, and then faxed us back the copy. Which ended up, of course,
it's this big. I mean, it was a big stack of sort of comments from them. We were collating it together and working.
Okay.
But what to do next? I mean, we could feed it to designers. They had their own comments, and then you're building a bigger and bigger pile of paper. And even if we scanned it and got it in, was what to do with it next?
Okay.
You know, how to collect a whole range of comments and reviews over something like a wireframe, or even any other resources.
Yeah.
The review process, all these annotations.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we basically set out to build that. And that's what Colab is.
Okay.
We launched a public beta available in January.
Okay.
We had a private beta last year with quite a lot of guys from Microsoft and different places got on that.
Tech review at PwC, went really well.
That's right.
So we sort of iterated off that. And we're now, you know, as I say, it's publicly available.
Okay.
And we've got a very rich Silverlight 2 client there to allow that process to happen.
Great. So can you give us a tour real quick?
Sure thing. So I've just logged in here, and the first thing you see here is the dashboard. So a dashboard, and classic in collaboration, is the idea of a workspace. And it's a unit that holds user relationships, content, that sort of thing. So what we're looking at here is lots of different workspaces. And you can see immediately that you've got that richness that Silverlight provides. So when I sort or when I search, you know, it's all there within the client. It's all, you're not getting any page refreshes. It feels solid. The experience is
there. A bit of richness. Yeah. You also now, see from the drop-down list.
And of course, that's the same cross-platform, cross-browser, without me having to do the work. So, you know, that's terrific.
There you go.
The first thing to show maybe is just to go into this Deep Zoom Demos workspace. We're actually announcing for Mix that we've integrated Deep Zoom into Colab. If you upload a really large image, it's going to take it on the server side. It's going to do the deep zoom processing. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know anything about deep zoom.
Yeah.
And then presents it through the client. So anyone you want to share that with then gets to see it immediately and can then zoom in the area that they're interested in without having that big download up front.
So,
in a normal scenario, if you were dealing with a 160 meg file, that's a huge file, you wouldn't really want to walk into that on a web-based scenario and collaborate over it. You're expecting delays, problems with managing just that quantity of data online.
Absolutely.
Right.
We can see here, we've got an image here actually of San Francisco. It's a 160 megabyte image.
Okay.
If I go into that resource, you can see immediately we can now see the whole image. It's detected my last location when I last looked at this, and it's just zoomed straight into that.
Great.
So you can see there, I've got a full stop here in the corner of the image. I shift click, and shift click, and shift click, and shift click to zoom out. You can see we're just very smoothly, that
you
deep zoom.
Scroll.
You know.
Okay.
You can see there, and then if we perhaps go over to this other area of the image, and zoom in, and zoom in, and zoom in, and zoom in, you're seeing you're getting that lovely deep zoom goodness.
Right.
It's allowing you to get to the spot that you're interested in. But 160 megabytes, and we've accessed it in seconds.
Yeah.
So you're getting the really top quality resolution that you need when you're reviewing it, but you're not looking at the whole picture all the time, so you can't get the bits you need.
I think for us, we're then looking at, well, where are the applications of that? Mm-hmm. And we started looking at things like telemedicine. So you can see here, we've got an x-ray, and again, it's a 4 megabyte file in this case. We're straight into the x-ray.
Right.
You can see we've got a couple of comments, a couple of annotations. Just on that front, that's where the sort of collaborative layer, the framework, comes over the top of the resources, documents, images, video, loads of different resource types can get in there, but we try and treat them all the same in that you can create a comment, and you can see there, add a comment, and say, hi Adam, click save, saves the comment, stick it somewhere,
right away.
Attach the comment to somewhere on the resource, and that's you. You've also got built-in IAM against each comment, so you can have a stream off that.
Oh, neat.
What's important about what we're seeing here is that everything we're doing is replicated on anyone else who's also logged in and has access to this resource.
At the same
In near to real time.
Okay.
So they're seeing these comments fade in. They're seeing these. I've opened the drawing tool and just do a wee scribble here. Oh, wrong button. Open the drawing tool. Do a little scribble here.
Yeah.
You can see that that's going in there, and that will appear for anyone else who's looking at this resource at the same time. Same in the comments, same in the IAM there. You also here have a communications tab when you're inside a workspace, and you can see who else is online, their location within the application, and a dedicated instant messenger for the workspace. So that way you're able to drive the collaboration, follow people around the app, say, we need to check this out, get your comments on there, get your annotations on there, over really large images, videos, documents, PowerPoint, all the rest.
So you get the chance of these really intense collaborative periods where you're looking at something together online across the globe, but you're doing it intensely together, and you make a lot of progress doing that. But there's nothing wrong with other people joining that whole conversation later when everyone else is offline, there's a time difference, say, and they pick up using something like the newsfeed. If you can just click on the newsfeed, they can pick up quite quickly on the actions that have been taken.
See what's been happening.
See what's been going on. So you can get a chance to catch up and then jump in using the actions tab. You can jump into exactly where everyone else left off.
Right.
So you get this real-time or your own time sort of view of the same type of collaboration.
If we go back up to the top and then show you, examples of using other resource types, and go into this standard demo workspace here and bring that in. And you can see here we've got a PDF. So we try and keep it very similar for every resource type. Try and keep the UI very similar. You see, the only difference when we're looking at PDF is we've got paging at the bottom.
Okay.
So we've got paging, but then when we want to add a comment, save a comment, and put it somewhere on the resource, it works in exactly the same way.
Cool.
The only difference is when we page back and page in,
it's aware.
Then it's aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nowhere that's more obvious is when you look at video. So if we go into video, you can see here, go into this video, loads up the video. We see now the difference is we have a timeline at the bottom. And as we scroll over dots on the timeline, we can see that there are some annotations and some comments on the timeline. We can click play. I just bring that in. We can, again, we've got the same zoom features, zoom in, zoom out, all the rest of it. We play the video, and if we look at the timeline there, as it approaches the dot on the timeline, hits that dot, brings in the annotation, brings in the
nice.
Comment, the same collaborative framework available to you, but this time over video.
Okay, wow. So you're looking at all these different asset types.
Yeah.
But like you said, the UI is the same.
The UI is the same.
So the users know how to work against it.
That's right, yeah.
How do you get those assets into?
Very simply, we go back to this standard demo workspace here, and we can go create resource. You get a menu saying, well, do you want to create a document resource, an image resource?